I'm Coach Philip Thomas Jr., and I got next.
You next up, and you ain't been on Sports Like Talk. Like, what are you doing? Hey, you better hit him up. Look, you breaking next, and you up next. Keep the wins go hard. Rise a star on the big scene. Make them know who you are. You don't break a sweat. Don't settle for less. They put you through that test. Your resume that flesh. Who got next? Who got next? SLT, ready, set, go. Who got next? Who got next? Living my dreams and all your goals. Who got next? Who got next? You can ask B. Jones or head coach. Who got next? Who got next? You next up, so here's my vote. Chill.
Yeah, let's go, SLT Nation. What it do, fam? Welcome back to another fire episode of Sports Life Talks. You got next. That's right. We are giving exposure to the voices of tomorrow. This is season four, the year of the Mamba, and KT and I, we are 10 toes down, going all across this country, from coast to coast, north to south, and we are finding rising superstars, future phenoms in our communities who are doing big things and accomplishing big dreams. Today, y'all gotta twist them fingers, ladies, and just throw your dubs up. We heading out to California to talk about one of the dopest, one of the most fastest rising, one of the most killer AAU programs in the country. Amazing players, amazing coaches, amazing leadership. And when it comes down to it, they are going to bust your head on the court. And ladies and gentlemen, Fairfield, California, make some noise for one of your very own 10 years. Is in the coaching game. He is the head coach of Team Kids Select 17U. He is the co-founders of Lifestyle Everything, and he is dominating the game and doing big things. Y'all make some noise for the one, the only, Coach Philip Thomas Jr. PT. PT, how you doing today, man?
I'm good, man. I'm good. It's a great day. I'm happy to be here. Thank you guys for having me. I'm excited.
Bruh, we super excited about having you on this joint. The first time we got to actually see one of your teams play was in Louisville last year. Oh, wow. Which was kind of crazy. Yeah, Kevin and I, we walked from court to court. Louisville, y'all, we don't owe Louisville nothing. We left that thing exhausted. I think that was our last AAU tournament for the month, because they had wore us out. We went from court to court. We were putting an asterisk by team. We were like, that team fire. So we got to get these coaches on. So Coach, you've been on our radar for a while, and we appreciate you coming on the show. And if this is your first time rocking with the SLT family, allow me to reintroduce myself. I am your host, the mouth of the South, B. Jones, the OG, all things, everything, Louisiana. We'll put your L's up. Mr. Yeet is in the building, and I'm rocking alongside my brother from another mother, the other side of the logo, the Quiet Storm. All facts, no cap, the head coach, KT. Kev, how you feeling today, man?
It always feels good when I have another Thomas on the show, B. Jones. You know what Thomas, you know what the word Thomas stands for, B. Jones? Do you know?
Thomas. Let's see. Wood.
Golly, you better be glad it's a family show. It stands for greatness, B. Jones. Greatness. Thomas, it stands for greatness, but B. Jones. Really? No, not really. It's just what I'm giving it. But B. Jones, let's turn up, man. Let's go. I'm ready to go.
All right, man. I didn't realize I was gonna get the whole Thomas history lesson today, but I'm super excited about it, and we about to turn this thing up, Coach PTJ. We start every episode out with a segment we like to call the Moment of Truth. This is our icebreaker and a way for us to learn three simple facts, some cool facts about you, okay? So before the show, PTJ has selected three different unique things about himself, but as y'all can tell from the title of the game, one of these facts ain't true. One of them is a fib. So Coach will give us his three facts. Kevin and I will work. We have 60 seconds to work together as a team and try to figure out which one of these facts about Coach Thomas Jr. is pure cap. All right, Coach, we ready for you. We've been struggling with this game all year long, but we are ready for you. Jason can't select no old way. We finna give it to y'all. Let's go.
All right, let's get it. I got offered a pro contract in college before I finished college basketball. I have four siblings, and baseball was my first love.
See, now baseball and the college thing is kind of going together with me, B.
Yeah, I don't think baseball was his first love.
Yeah, but you know, in college, you can get offered like professional thing though. Like you said,
I think he said basketball coach. Just for clarification, you're saying a professional basketball
contract. Yeah, overseas.
Okay. I think that was true, KT.
Okay, I'm gonna go with that's true too. Yeah, the last one's a lie then.
Yeah, I don't think baseball was his first love. I think you got four siblings, because in order for you to be a dog like that, you got to – you and I both know it's a lot of elbows and rubbing some tussin and some fist fights to mold you into a beast. So, Coach, we're going to say that fact number three is not true.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Fact number three is true. I don't have four siblings. I have two siblings, so it's three of us total. I have two older sisters, so I played baseball actually all the way till I started getting recruited my sophomore year in high school, and then I stuck to basketball. But I played baseball throughout all year round. I was baseball, basketball. So I love baseball.
Okay, Willie Mays. Well, that's kind of cold. Let me tell you what got me though, KT. When he said he did the little thing. You know, I've been reading on some psychological books. If you look a certain way, it's supposed to be telling if you're lying. I was like, okay. He lying right there. That was his tail. But you was dirty for that one, Coach. You got us. You got us. You stomped the crew. But let's, Coach, we got to get this thing started. Y'all prepare for the ride of your life. We're about to take y'all on a crazy journey. And before we do so, Coach, we got to do it in a safe and orderly process. We need everybody out there, including you, Coach PTJ. Lift up your right hand. Reach over your left shoulder. Grab that seatbelt and strap. Up, click, clack. It's time to take y'all on this crazy thing. And the first thing we got to do is pay the bills. That's right. We got to get this show cranking on a whole different level. Y'all having a good time. We having a good time. We got to give it to the world. And you can help us to take this show to a whole another level by doing four simple things that won't cost you any scrilla. That's right. That's a West Coast word, by the way, KT. That's a West Coast word. So number one, we need you to stick around and watch this video through its entirety. Stay as long as you possibly can. Even if you got to get some popcorn or get you some juice or use the restroom, keep the show rolling and come back and watch the parts you missed later on. That way we get two views out of it. Number two, we need you to hit that like button as many times as Elon Musk will allow you to. I'm telling you, we need this show to bubble all the way up to the top. Number three, hey, Coach was a point guard, and any point guard will tell you his primary job is giving it out to distribute the rock and throw assists. Well, you need to play the point guard on this show and throw the assists by sharing this show to as many of your people as you possibly can, your family, your friends, so we can tell them about Jason Kidd, the amazing organization, but more or less, we can tell them about this coach who was doing some big things. And last, but not least, number four, subscribe to The Vibe and join the SLT tribe. We the hardest working show in the game. We going to give y'all over 180 episodes. We promise y'all the names. The content is going to be excellent, bigger and better each and show out. Make sure you smash that subscribe button and hit that bell notification. Coach PTJ. Yeah. It's California. Y'all gonna show us some love. They gonna hold us down.
Yeah, they are. They gonna show y'all love. They gonna know about y'all now. They gonna know even more. I'm sure they already do, but even more now, because I'm about to spread the love for sure.
That's that point guard in your coach. Yeah. There you go. You throwing it out there. All right, here we go. On the count of three, y'all smash that subscribe button and show some love to your boys. On the count of three, let's do it like we true to it. One, two, three, boom! Yeah, let's go! Kevin, I feel like I got that Incredible Hulk in me every time that part of the show comes through. We got all these new family members representing us from California. We doing big things. Hey, we appreciate everybody who just smashed that subscribe. Whatever you shared and whatever you decided to do during that call to action, we appreciate you. Coach, Now, me and Kevin, we nominate an emoji of the show. Okay? That's just a way for everybody who's watching this to sign in and say, "Hey, I was there. I was part of this show." So we'll look back and be like, "Okay, I know you watched it." So, what is that emoji of the show, Coach? What is that emoji that you use the most when you're talking to your kids, your parents, you know, your teammates, or whoever? What is that emoji that Coach Philip Thomas Jr. used the most?
It's probably a smiley face or. Or praying hands, honestly.
I don't think we've ever had the praying hands. So if you did any of those three things and plan to stay around for the entirety of this video, put the praying hands in the chat just to let KT and I know who you are. We don't do fans. We don't do followers. We do family. And we're going to treat you like family. As a matter of fact, once this show gets 1,000 views, we're going to put a little SLT patch together for one lucky watcher. Who did put the praying hand emojis in there? What we gonna tell them, KT? All of them. We gonna tell everybody who do it. What we gonna tell them, KT?
Well, before I answer that, B. Jones, did you really say popcorn and juice earlier? I'm thinking that kind of threw me off. I'm like, are we pre-K? We gonna be in the pre-K class again? But to answer your question, B. Jones, we're gonna tell them thank you.
That's right. Thank you. I could have said animal crackers too, KT. Would that have been a little bit better?
Well, that is perfectly popcorn.
All right. Coach PTJ, welcome to the Danger Zone. This is the part of the show. We're about to crack this thing open and learn what makes you so unique and what ties you and bonds you with the rest of the world. Coach, this is the Sports Life Talk initiation.
All right, Ken, folks, to initiate you into the SLT family, you got to give us your top five music artists.
So J. Cole is one of my top five music artists. Kurt Franklin is one of my top five music artists. Do you guys know who Kurt Franklin? Yeah, you know Kurt.
PT,
I'm like, he's from here. He's from here.
Oh, he is. Kurt is.
Yeah, he's from here. Yeah.
Okay.
Man, I actually saw him in real life, B-Jo. That dude like 5'2".
Yeah. Full of energy. Full of energy. Yes. Full of energy. Yeah. So J. Cole, Kurt Franklin. I would have to say Usher is one of my probably favorite music artists as well. Let's see who Lil Wayne, but old Lil Wayne, like from high school to me in college, my transition, faithfully Lil Wayne. So I used to So that's four, and then I'll give you I'm gonna show the ladies some love, and I'll say for now coming up, I think Jasmine Sullivan is an artist who's been my favorite coming up later. And not old, but yeah, Jasmine Sullivan.
You got to watch Jasmine, though. I bust the windows. I just man. Know. She got these women out
there. She really got them out there, man, empowering them.
Empower. He wasn't feeling the power. Now. Jasmine spread the word. KT, what do you go give Coach Phillip, man? What we giving him for that top five?
Now, I must confess, B. Jones, that top five went from silver to gold.
Uh-huh.
See? So what I want to do, all right, Coach, we like to rank everybody's top five, and the highest you can get is 10.
Okay.
B. Jones.
What up?
That's a Mamba lineup. Give him a number.
Wow, let's go. 24 the hard way. Kevin, I gotta ask you, because did you say I must confess for Usher? These are our confessions.
Hey. I just caught that.
I just caught it too. I was like, that boy, I said, he's stupid. He's stupid, man. I said, now I must confess.
Man. All right, Coach. So, who is your favorite superhero and why?
Another great question. I have to say, Batman, because he doesn't have superpowers or nothing really. He just gets active without all the spraying you or the, you know, coming out of his hands or anything. He just gets active and he fights against the odds, even against people with power. So I tried to. I watched him when I was younger. I just love Batman.
KT, leave it to somebody from the West Coast to make Batman hard. That boy say he get after it.
Give him another one. Hey, Coach, that's my favorite one, too. I told you we can't.
That is his favorite. That is his favorite superhero.
It's the Thomas thing. It is.
Stands for greatness. All right, Coach. So we asked the superhero question because we see coaches as superheroes, and you're a Thomas, so I'm going to give you probably higher than – it didn't matter. So with that said, we need for you to give us your theme song.
So I used to listen. It's a Lil Wayne song. It's called Birdman Jr. So I used to listen to that before every game and just get locked in. And I always envision myself, it's probably too many curse words to to walk out to, but I always envision myself walking out to that out of the basketball tunnel in college or high school and just that slapping in the background. So that would probably be my one.
We can play the edited version, Coach. We can play the edited version.
Yeah, we can definitely do that for you, Coach. All right, so what is something that basketball has taught you that you can use when you're not on the court?
I think perseverance, discipline, just an understanding of life. I've always used basketball kind of as a vessel. So, like, even if it's not, that's kind of how I work. And Kobe Bryant was my favorite player, so I kind of tried to model my work ethic after him, whether it was on and off the court, whether it was a job. I've been a counselor in high school, college setting. That's kind of how I work. Like, I'm always on the move. If you ask anybody around me, I'm kind of on the, I'm either working, and if I'm not working, I'm doing something to get ahead of my work for the next day, whatever it is, whether it's training the athlete, coaching the team. That's kind of just how I am. So I think that's what basketball, I mean, it's just taught me about life. It's taught me how to maneuver. It's taught me a lot about, like I said, just life and just how to navigate different trials and tribulations, because that's what's going to come up after a loss. Your coach isn't feeling you, or you're not feeling your coach. A win, and, you know, you get ahead of yourself. You're playing great and an injury happens. Just a lot of, you know, knockdowns and get back ups and, you know, how to respond to that. So.
All right, Coach. So this is probably the most important question that B. Jones and I have on our initiation. When we travel, we love to eat. So when we come down there to rock with you, what's that one food spot you're going to recommend, and what is your go-to meal there?
I'm going to give you a 7-4. So since I'm in Roseville, I'm going to give you a 747 Kitchen. It's a good spot. Not a lot of people. It's newer, so not a lot of people has heard of it, but all the food is good. Good atmosphere, good vibe. Everybody's nice and cool. It's clean, neat, and the food is going to be great. I took my boy there for the first time last week, and he went without me already.
Coach, what's that go-to meal, though? So when we pull up at 747, it's 747 or 746?
747.
747. We pull up to 747. What is that go-to meal?
Oof, that's another tough one. What do I get? I get their pasta. They got a shrimp penne pasta. They have a good soft pretzel. They have a good, their meatballs are good. Everything is really good. Everything is honestly good. If you're looking for soul food, there's a place called Q1227 out here. It's black owned. That spot, you got the short rib. You got the shrimp and grits. You got the seafood jambalaya. That spot's good too. If you're looking for more comfort food, that's the spot.
Sound like we got two meals. We got two meals to eat up there out there in Roseville.
All right, so now it's time for the You Got Next offering. We're passing our collection plates around and asking you to hit that subscribe button. Make sure you like this video, leave us your top 5 music artists and your theme song in the comments. And finally, go to our website, sltyougotnext.com, to learn more about us and our other You Got Next family members. Now allow me to turn over to B as we learn more about our newest play cousin, Coach Phillip Thomas Jr. So, B. Jones, go ahead and take it away, brother.
PT, are you with me?
Oh, yeah. We got sport going over here.
Coach, welcome to the show. We super excited about having you on this joint. It is a privilege and an honor, man. Like I said, we got the opportunity to see one of your teams. I don't really know the discernment of which team is which, but I know I saw one of your teams get out there on that court and whiz as whoop somebody head up there in Louisville last summer, man. So we super excited that you said yes, and thank you for joining the program. But we got to tell them your story, Coach. Coach Thomas Jr., we got to tell him your story. Let's take it back to the beginning. When did you start playing basketball, and when did you fall in love with the game?
I started playing when I was 5 years old. So I started playing 5 years old, and then I started playing organized ball at 6 years old. There was an organization called NJB. out here. I don't know if you guys ever heard of it, but it was California wide everywhere, and it was like a National Junior Basketball Association. So I played that for years, and then I got in. Me and my close friends, we play AAU coming up, and I think that's when I started falling in love with it. But again, I also love baseball, so it was really tough for me. Just because I love both of them, and I was good at them. But I think I went to a tournament when I was probably like middle school, and I was like, wow, I could really like do this. Like I could really hoop. So then I kind of left baseball. I would still play it, but I wouldn't play it like year round as much as I would basketball. And then that's where I slowly started falling in love with it. And then, you know, when I got to high school, it was all strictly basketball. And I didn't even know the whole recruiting process or anything like that. It was just, my dad was kind of my trainer growing up. And it was just, he was my coach as well. And he just kind of gave me that dog that I kind of possessed. And then from there, I got my first letter. I went to a camp and I was hooping. And they came after that, calls came after that. I was like, oh, wow, like I could really go in this. Like I could really, really hoop. And then that's where it kind of, I fell in love with it from there and went to college and, you know, did my thing there. But yeah, it started kind of as the transition unfolded after I kept playing and playing and, you know, me and my friends playing in the street. Because back then, you know, we didn't have trainers like they have now. And I think that's why we kind of developed that dog in us, because we playing in the street. We getting bruises and cuts and we getting up and we just keep playing. It's hot outside. We playing in the driveway. Whatever it is, we're just playing. And that's kind of why I think I developed my love and just went from there with it.
Now, as much as we here to celebrate your coaching journey, but I gotta, you know, you stomped us in the moment of truth. So you gotta tell us about getting this offer to play professional ball when you was in college, man. Walk us through that whole situation.
Great. So I was playing at this year, I was at Humboldt State, because as you guys know, I went to five colleges, but I was at Humboldt State this year and I was playing beginning of the season, and a friend of mine, his name was Kevin, rest in peace to Kevin actually, but you know, a good friend of mine, he called me and he was playing, and you know, I think he was done playing and he was like, I got some opportunities for you, you know, if you want to go, I know you're still in college, but if you want to go, you know, I got this nice little, you know, so I sent them film of me, they liked me, they was like, oh, well, they want to offer you this, that, But the only thing is you got about a month to be out here, and it was in China, and it was for me. I mean, at the time it was nice money, and I was like, oh wow, and you know, he's connected out there, so I ended up calling my mom right away, and she kind of deaded it for me actually. So I called my mom right away. It was like because technically I had what, 2 more years of eligibility, so. I was just told her, you know, I was all excited, and she's like, oh, well, you know, you finishing your degree, like you finishing.
Mama like, know no, right, man.
She's like, what if you get hurt out there? You know, what if something happens? And I thought about it, and I was like, man, as bad as I want to go, like if I play my cards right, you know, I'll get an opportunity again in a couple years. So you know, I let them know that I couldn't do it, but it was an exciting opportunity to do it, and you know, and thankful to my mom that she kept me in school, because who knows if I would have came back and finished, or you know, whatever the case may be. So I think it all worked out for me. God's plan.
So what made you decide to become a coach? Because I know that's an interesting transition. Most of the coaches are players, right? They former players, and everybody has to kind of get battle tested and go through their whole, you know, decision and determination how they want to continue their legacy and continue their basketball journey. And you decide to become a coach. What was that transition like? And what made you turn the page and put down take off the sneakers and pick up the whistle?
Great. Another great question. I think for me, it was, I feel like, and this is me, I just learning the game. Like I'm a student of the game. I always watch, I'm watching everything. Like even in the league and in college basketball, high school basketball, I'm always evaluating. So for me, I used to get into it with my coaches in college, because they would tell me something about a player, about where to be at. And I was like, coach, are you sure? Like, you know, if this happens, you know that if he cuts here and I keep it, and then when he cuts back door, like I'm explaining and I'm breaking it down to them. And they're like, oh, wow, I didn't even think about it that way. Like, okay. and some would get mad at me and say, shut up, because, you know, they're in charge. And it was never in a disrespectful way, but, you know, like, shut up. Like, you don't know what you're talking about. Like, no, you're going to do it my way. And I was like, all right, cool. So, and even I think my college journey, like I said, I went 2 JCs, 3 universities, getting kicked off of a college team. Just that whole journey, that kind of gave me hunger to, like, hey, I'm going to treat this as my sport, and I'm going to treat this like it's my basketball, which it is, but I'm not playing, but I'm going to give it that same love. I'm going to give it that same energy, that same passion, because I don't want players to go through the same things that I went through and also learn from my mistakes before they even get there. So for me, that was kind of my big determining factor, like rather to go all in. Like when I started, I coached JV basketball, and, you know, I'm coaching and I'm like, okay, like I'm pretty good at this, but I honestly, humbly speaking, I knew I was going to be a good coach. Like, humbly speaking, I knew just because. But then I started, but I didn't take it seriously at the beginning. And then I, as time went on, I started, you know, taking it more serious. And again, I wanted to pour into these kids. And just, like I said, don't go through the same things that I went through. Like, whether to teach them something from the recruitment process to choosing the college to, you know, the high school, you know, knowing the right high school fit for you, just things like that. I want to prepare them, but also just prepare them for the real world, because I had my dad, of course, to teach me that. But my dad didn't know anything about the recruiting process and, you know, just things that just little gems that I could have found out. I literally was just hooping. I didn't even know about the recruiting process. I was like, I want to go to North Carolina where MJ went, because that's my favorite school. And I was like, all right, that's where I'm going. But I didn't know the whole process of it. And, you know, the little politics and, you know, the different coaching styles and the different systems that you might have to go into, and it might not fit you. And, you know, just little things like that. That is why I started coaching. And of course, drawing up X and O's and just learning and being more of a student. That's what got me. That's what fueled me. That's why I'm here now. And I just want to keep on giving back to these kids. And hopefully I just make some type of little impact in their life where they could take it and be, everybody's not going to the WNBA. Everybody's not going to the NBA. Right. But whatever they do professionally, I want them to be great at it. So I'm just trying to leave them with that foundation.
Well, this one of the unique perspectives you get by rocking with Sports Like Talk Nation is because KT, he was one of the old UConn fans. I'm talking about back when Lobo and them was playing. I mean, he can walk you through all of those UConn teams. And then I'm a baby at this thing. I literally, of course, I watched LSU when Simone Augustus and Sylvia Fowles was above. But that, we were so good. We were so good. You know what I mean? So, you know, we naturally paid attention to it. But really, over the last two and a half years is when I kind of got my feet wet with women's basketball. And I'm learning. And what I found out quickly is that the whole AAU circuit is not just about these sneaker deals and about kids getting paid and directed in certain things. It is literally a platform that gives them. I love the grassroots. I wish we could do AAU year round. Yeah. And the games, the matchups, the electricity, the energy, the whole setup is just so fun. I got to ask you, though. What made you choose the women's game, coach? Because I'm thinking to myself, like, I love it. But I'm always curious when I see another guy who had such a pedigree, right? You could have played overseas and you chose the game of women's basketball. What was your rationale or reasoning behind that?
I kind of just fell into it, honestly. Like, I was coaching men's basketball, boys basketball in San Jose. And I never even thought about it. And a good friend of mine was like, hey, this position's open. And then he didn't leave with that. He was like, oh, but it's, you know, it's women. So I was like, I've never coached women. I don't know. Like, I just don't know. Like, I'm comfortable with boys. Like, I've been on that side of things for a while. And then I said, all right, well, I'll try it out. So it was a girls JV job. And, my first year, we weren't very good, but I like challenges, and I think for me personally, I think the men's game is hard to coach as well, but I think the women, it takes a different type of coach to coach women and be successful, just because I feel like you're dealing with more dynamics with women, and you have to really coach, because you're not gonna, sometimes with boys, you know, you can get by with athleticism, they jumping out the gym, like you get a freak athletes, you know, they'll beat a team just off of pure athleticism and physical ability. Women, it's kind of tougher to do that, because you're not having that with a bunch of, you know, freak athletes. You're not having somebody that's about to really, it's evolving that way, but that's about to drop 50, 40 on your head whenever they feel like it. You know, like me, when I was in high school, I'm watching D Rose, OJ Mayo play, like James Harden, I'm playing against Drew Holiday. Like I'm playing against all those players. So I'm like, whoa. And then I kind of fell into the women's game. I kept going and I kept moving up, and then I was like, wow, now I'm getting these boys offers and I'm turning them down, because I kind of want to stay here and I want to grow the women's game. So I want to be one of those coaches that are known for growing the women's game and changing the mold and creating a program that's just everlasting, in the sense that I want to create a foundation and keep that and move up. And then whoever's behind me, continue that foundation wherever it is and just keep going and just grow the women's game. I love it now. Like I love the game. So
now, coach, that you say that so easy, but do people realize when you go, like, go shake the hands, like you used to coach college ball? Like, yeah. you ain't no spring chicken in this thing. Right. Yeah, you choose to coach AAU, but I mean, like, you know, you could be in a D1 locker room right now. With some players.
Yeah. And even that, I mean, Some people don't know. Some people do know, and they'll recognize me, like, oh, you were recruiting one of my girls, or, you know, something like that. And, you know, I don't talk about it much, just because wherever I'm at, I don't really believe in, because I was at the college level and I was able to see. So I kind of just think wherever I'm at, I'm just gonna do the best. Like right now I'm here, right? And I plan on moving and going back up to the college level and having my own program someday. And
we're gonna talk about that one here in a little while, for sure.
Keep going. So yeah, I mean, I just, wherever I'm at, again, I want to leave a gym with these young ladies and have them keep on, you know, learn something that they could take with them in life.
Me and KT, we have a constant debate. It's one of those debates I'm never going to let go, KT. So I'm sorry. I'm going to ask every single coach that come on this joint. Jimmy's and Joe's versus X's and O's. You just, J-Kid, y'all get some of the best talent. It don't matter which team it is. Y'all going around the country with some dogs. I'm talking about. Right. But you just talked about X's and O's being important. So Jimmy's and Joe's versus X's and O's, coach.
I think you need a nice...
that's that nice
balance. Cause I think you can't have a bunch, like if you have 10 girls who are more physically, you know, gifted than, you know, these other 10 little girls, and they run their sets great, they're just gonna be outmatched, right? They're just gonna be outmatched. If they can barely dribble a ball, you're in them, you know, you ripping them and stuff like that. But on an even playing field, let's say you got 10 girls. J-Kid has 10 girls who are really good. Mariah has 10 girls that are really good. That's where the X's and O's are going to have to start coming in more. Like, that's going to be more important, because you're not going to just be able to physically just body this girl. Like, oh, no, you're running into a wall. I'm not going to be able to go by and just get layup and rip you layup after layup. So now it comes down to it. Okay, when things get tight and things get real, what's going to happen, right? Can we execute? Yeah. Can we execute this play that coach called at the end of the game? Like, or can we execute it and then I come off of it and I go get my own bucket with the same action off of a play, right? So that's where I think X's and O's comes in and is more important. But I think you need a nice balance. I know I didn't lean either way, but.
Y'all watch the next episode. We'll get the next coach. Coach PT answered that one politically correct. The PR team is all over him. He got it right. All right, coach. We got the opportunity to see this J-Kid program live and in color right here in the DFW area. But I'm gonna give you 30 seconds, coach. Tell us, what are we going to see out of a Philip Thomas Jr. coach team? Are y'all running? Y'all defensive minded? What is the strategy? What does it look like, the product on the court?
Hard work. I'm always going to have hard work expectations, execution, discipline. That's kind of the coach I am. I'm not running around crazy, fast tempo when needed, but also I'm more on the mental aspect of things, like the mental side of hoop. So I know I have athletes, but I want them to play. Control chaos. There we go. Control chaos.
Coach, welcome to the championship rounds. This is the part of the show where KT and I, we do a little bit of one-on-one, and you are now officially calling all the shots. This is our version of Would You Rather, okay, Coach? So we're going to go three rounds, and in each round, both KT and I are going to give you a scenario, just like true championship round format. And whichever option you select, that host gets a point. First host to get 2 points or the best out of three will win this episode's game of championship rounds, okay, Coach? KT is the defending champion. So, Kevin, kick it off. Let's go.
Would you rather coach a player that will say they needed guidance because no one gave them a shot? They make it to the Basketball Hall of Fame, and then their speech tells you that they wouldn't be there without the love and guidance of Coach Phillip Thomas Jr. or
Coach, you've earned it. You put in your time. You worked with kids at all different levels, and now it is time to go back to the college level. I'm gonna give you any program of your choice, Coach, any station, and you are not only going to be successful, but you're gonna have a 30-year run with a very competitive team, which means that year in and year out, you'll be able to recruit some of the best players, and you'll be competing for championship titles, Final Fours, Elite Eight, Sweet 16. Your team will always be in that conversation, and when you retire, whatever team you choose, you will retire in the Hall of Fame with your name in cursive on that court.
Dang. Good Lord, y'all. This is a tough question. So, honestly, if I'm talking about where I'm at now in my career, I probably would go with the with college or coaching college. Just because I felt like in my 10 years, that's all I've done. What Kevin said is all I've done is, you know, pour in, you know, get the students who really needed guidance or, you know, didn't really have anybody. That's kind of all the athletes that I've kind of worked with on my journey. So I feel like I've done that, you know. So now I would love to be here and
show. You don't owe no excuses, Coach. You don't owe no explanation. You chose right. You chose right, Coach. All right, here we go. Round number two. This one is about media and entertainment, Coach. For mine, I'm putting together a Netflix documentary. It's going to be like Last Chance U, except we're going to talk about the grassroots, the AAU programs, and we're going to call it Are You Kidding Me? And we're going to have a camera crew follow you, your team kids, 17U. We're going to follow the select teams, but basically it's going to be cameras all around the Jason Kidd organization. We're going to tell you a story of y'all on planes, in locker rooms, getting prepared, picking the team, everything that goes on in that organization, and we're going to put it together in a 10-episode documentary that is going to be on Netflix. Or
I'm going to give you your own traveling food show where you get to travel the world interviewing other AAU coaches, college coaches, you know, learning more about them while eating at some of the best places in the world.
That is a good one as well. I'm probably going to lean towards someone followed my organization around, and
you ain't a real Thomas. You ain't a real Thomas. That's all it is. You have written Thomas' name down. I'm very upset. I'm disowning you as a cousin. I'm ready for this episode to be over, B. Jones. So can we speed up a little bit?
Only because I feel like if you take a dive into what I'm doing and stuff, I feel like it could be like a
who's a legend out there in California that came up when you was in high school? Who's one of them legends? Like
DeMarcus Nelson.
DeMarcus Nelson gonna be commenting. He gonna do the whole.
No, he's not. Now you're doing too much. Let's go, DeMarcus. No, you're not.
All right, Coach. Even though it's not a tiebreaker scenario, which we most often have, Kevin and I, we always prepare for round three. So we're going to give everybody the round three, which is the sneaker round. We stop doing the talking and we let our sneakers do the talking for us. And if you're a sneakerhead, come hang out with me, KT, and two other guests, two other hosts from the SLT family, Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. We talk about everything, but I do a segment called The Drop, which I talk about all the new heat that's coming out to the streets, whether you should cop them or rock them or whatever. So y'all come hang out with us Wednesday nights at Sports Life Talk on our YouTube channel if you want to be a part of that fun hour and 10 minutes. But before the show, Coach, we both selected a pair of sneakers. You remember when we said we got to go grab our stuff?
Yeah.
We both selected a pair of sneakers out of our collection that that we thought would represent you the most, Coach. So on the count of three, we're going to get you to say, hold that sneaker. Whichever sneaker you select, they will win the last round, which I'm going to be honest with you, this round has a little bit of pride and bragging rights on it, okay, Coach? Okay. So on the count of three, we get you to say, hold that sneaker. We're going to show you what we got. You ready, Coach?
Yep, I'm ready.
3, 2, 1.
You know, I'm going. Grinch is all the way. I'm going.
Yeah, I knew I could win that.
Hey,
I wasn't getting swept on this episode. That wasn't going
to
happen.
I need the Jace. I need the team kid players to show up in the comments. I got y'all team colors on this joint. He going to get some Grinches.
Those Grinches are beautiful. They're one of my favorite shoes ever. So, you know, I'm rocking with
them. Well, Kevin, congratulations on winning round three, but it don't matter. And no! That's what I'm talking about. The best two words that come on this show. And no! I'm feeling real good about this one. Thank you, J-Kid. This one for Jason Kidd. J-Kid, if you watching this, Nickel 5. I saw you when you was a Maverick, baby. Triple J Ranch. All right, Coach. All right, Coach. The title of the show is You Got Next. We talked about your journey. We didn't really – I mean, you got so much other dope stuff going on. We didn't really get to touch as much as I would like, so we're going to have to do part two of this one. But we got to leave them inspired. They need to be following you at Slow Jam Philly on Instagram and Twitter, as a matter of fact. But now that we're walking with you, Coach, we hearing how you talk, we fell in love with who you are as a coach. What does the future hold for you, Coach? What are you most excited and what are you looking forward to in your career as your basketball journey continues?
I think I'm just excited for growth and just I kind of just leave it in God's hands and allow him to just use me and use my gifts and go in the right direction. But I mean, in the perfect world where I would see myself as coaching college in the next few years, being a head coach, running my program, and starting something special and storied. So again, like you said, that given that 20-30 year run where I'm recruiting players and I'm bringing in special players and having a successful program, and they just remember me outside of basketball, and also just watching my daughters grow. I have two daughters and, you know, my wife, so just being a part of their lives and watching them grow and being around the game. I take my daughter everywhere and hopefully they start hooping and I'm able to coach them and watch their journey as I'm on my own journey. So,
well, Coach, we spoke it into existence today, Coach. We manifested some big things.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Coach, you have any shout outs you want to give?
Shout out to Team Kid, my girls. Shout out to my wife for always supporting me. Shout out to moms, my mom, my sisters, and everybody who supported me this far on my journey, on my coaching journey, and just in my life journey. Just shout out to them and shout out to y'all for recognizing and showing me love and getting me on here. I'm loving it.
Well, I can't wait to the fan reunion. I'm going to have some words with you. All right, Coach. So this is the part of the show where you get a chance to call the person that you think you have next. Tell them, hey, I got a chance to rock with B. Jones and KT. Tell them my story, and I want you to do the same thing. With that said, Coach, who you calling out? Who's you have next?
Ooh, I think for me, it would probably be a good friend of mine. His name's Jerry Brown. He's at Washington State right now, assistant coach. But he's played we played basketball against each other growing up. He played for the Oakland Soldiers. You know, he's been, you know, coaching all throughout college. He's still in the college game actually for a while, but he's coaching the men's side as well, working with different guys, and some guys that are going pro. So I think he'd give a great perspective on that. So yeah,
All right, Downtown Jerry Brown, you are officially on the clock. Let the world know that you are up next. And your story will be featured on Sports Life Talks. You got next, coach. We will be reaching out to you super, super, super soon so we can hear, so we can have you here on the Year of the Mamba. But Coach PTJ Phillip Thomas Jr., you got next. You are a trailblazer, coach. You are icon. You are a living legend. You are down to earth, and you are truly, truly one of one, a genuine human being that is just changing the game, and you are changing, and you are changing lifestyle and raising the next generation of leaders. Coach, you are extraordinary and elite. You deserve a yeet. Oh my God, back at it again. Hey, I love this show, y'all. I love doing this joint, especially when I get the victory. I'm feeling good. West side is the best side. We hope y'all enjoyed doing this, rocking with us today and enjoyed the show. Thank y'all for watching another episode of Sports Life Talk. To you got next. It is your turn to become the MVP. We have told a lot of stories, but now this story and you, you can do some big things right now by just doing the four things I actually, now it's three, all right? You stuck around, so thank you for doing one. But number two, make sure you smash that subscribe button, become a part of the Sports Life Talk family. Help us to push this, these amazing stories. Number two, hit that like button and share, share, share. None of those things cost you something, but I'm telling you, it goes a long way to helping the channel. And so we super, super, super appreciate all of y'all who showed us support and have been there for us. And number two, if you want to take more, you got next. We got over 600 episodes loaded up right now in audio format. I'm a big time podcast junkie, so I love to get in the car throwing it on and critiquing Kevin on some things he need to do better. No, that's what y'all, but I love listening to the show because these stories, I promise you, the more and more I hear them, they get better and better. So y'all make sure y'all go download the podcast, Apple, Spotify, wherever you download your podcast, and keep the You Got Next positivity and inspiration going forward. And if you want to be on the show, you know, we got a platform. We getting coaches of all different levels. We getting players of all different levels. And if you are a dog, you truly are Mamba, and you got next, go to our website, SLTYouGotNext.com, SLTYouGotNext.com. Click on the nomination tab and just tell us a little bit about who you are, why you feel like you got next. KT will reach out and we'll set up an audition for you to be on the show. That's all I got for y'all. Come hang out with us Wednesday night. We let our hat down. It's unscripted. And you're going to have a good time. KT, take us home.
All right, Coach. Thank you so much for rocking with us. Wherever you need from us, please let us know. And we got your back.
Thank y'all. Appreciate you guys.
Hey, Coach, you the truth, man. We appreciate you, man. Hey, slow jam, Philly Phil.
Yeah.
You got to tell us, though. You said you was an avid R&B music listener. What's that R&B joint? You gave us all hip-hop earlier today. I meant to say something, but I need to know what that R&B cut that you talking to these ladies on.
Ooh, a real throwback, old school, actually. The After 7 called Ready or Not.
Ready or Not.
Okay, I give you more. I got to give you more.
All of that. Hey,
Sports Life Talk Nation, we love y'all. Stay safe, be blessed, respect each other, and love one another because together we are better. And keep dreaming big because you never know. Your story may be the next one featured on Sports Life Talks. You got next. Yeet.
I knew you had next because you always working. You always grinding. You're in your bag because you're always working. Like, in due time, I knew you got next.
You did it, huh? Crack the code. You got next, you smashing goals. You want next, you need exposure. Well, Sports Like Talk got the baddest show, like the baddest hut in the room. Podcast to tune into just for you to talk your shit. Talk your mushroom. You are what you eat and you should consume. Sports Like Talk from the late night to the afternoon, then rest repeat. Hit the like, leave a comment, or subscribe so you don't miss a beat. You got next, it's a small taste of a winning meal from a chef type of celebrity. What's up next is you, at least you better be. Yeah. You got next, yeah. I can feel it, you're a winner just like me. What comes next? Tune in next time and you'll see. Cause if you got next, yeah. If you got next, if you got next, then you're just like me. If you got next, if you got next, yeah. If you got next, then you know where to be. I'm talking Sports Life, talking this.